This is the West Kent News Report. Hello, I'm Rayan Chowdhury. Mental health issues are on the rise, with one in four people experiencing a mental health problem of some kind each year in England. Among the general population, over 20% have experienced suicidal thoughts, with unfortunately some of these people taking their own lives, causing a knock-on effect to family and loved ones. One person who has experienced the impact of losing a loved one is Nathan Azil from Tunbridge Wells, whose school friend Elisa Odukwe unfortunately took his own life during the 2021 lockdown. But Nathan hasn't let this bring him down, instead creating a podcast in memory of Elisa to help encourage others to get talking. This month marks 1 year since Elisa's passing, so I went to meet Nathan to discuss more about his podcast and understand what his experiences of the last year have taught him, as well as explaining Elisa's story.
So we went to school together in the same year, obviously, and there's like a group of us, seven of us, and he's in that group. I spent a lot of time with him in maths and physics, like for A-level, because we both do the same subjects. Like when people say, like, oh, this guy's a great guy, like he was honestly like one of the greatest guys in terms of he's always smiling, always happy. Probably one of the smartest guys I knew, the hardest working guy I knew. He was just there for everyone. He'd always help everyone, even if he was super busy and just, oh, can you quickly help me with this? Yeah, sure. He was like crazy athletic, like his talent in sports and his mind as well were just like through the skies. He was just a great guy all around.
Suicide is the most common cause of death of young people aged 10 to 19. And I asked Nathan why he thinks that is.
I think there's a few reasons, and one of them has been, well, especially because it's young men. There's this weird stereotype or stigma around so men sort of looking weak, as in to expose their feelings. And because we're not really taught how to, we can't unpick our emotions and digest them and understand them. So we just end up sort of being lost and confused and feel like we can't reach out to anyone because we don't even have the vocabulary to talk about it. Even today, like men will say, it's much easier for women to openly talk or openly cry or to see as vulnerable, whereas men find it very difficult just because of the way society is.
The Purple Heart podcast was made in memory of Elisa, but I questioned Nathan on the thought process behind this and the aims of it.
At the time, I saw a lot of people around me, my friends and family, just sort of, everyone was just crying and upset and just, everyone just sort of felt lost and broken. And I thought like a way of bringing people together was through this podcast and sort of like keeping a glue between people, and wanted to promote a message that it is okay to talk, it is okay to speak about how you feel, because when you don't, like, bad things like this can happen. Just to encourage people to talk about their problems, and then I think that's just the first step, and then the second step is to, okay, let's try and figure out what is it we're actually going to do about this to help, like, mitigate these issues.
During our conversation, Nathan explained what inspired the name of the podcast.
One of Elisa's favourite artists was Dave the rapper, and he has a song called The Purple Heart. And on the day that I was driving back from Bristol, like, that song just like came on random shuffle. It just kind of like resonated with me. And then The Purple Heart also is like an American bravery thing, like represents bravery. And then I also see like The Purple Heart as like a heart that's been bruised because of the loss of a loved one. I got a purple heart, you got a purple heart. You
think my work is art, and I think you're a work of art. Nathan explains how the podcast is about providing a platform where people can talk about their issues openly and for others to hear that they are not alone. With it being 1 year since Elisa's passing, I asked Nathan what the past year has taught him.
They've taught me a few things. One of them is just that time is so precious. We don't know when we're going to pass. We don't know when people around us are going to pass. So just cherish the times you have with them. And it's taught me to, if I'm ever feeling something or if I see people going through something, just to not let it go amiss, just investigate, talk to them and try to help people as much as possible, because you don't know how people are suffering silently.
Dave's words of learning to love the pain are ones which resonate with Nathan, and with 1 year gone since Elisa's death, he threw light on how his legacy will continue for years to come.
His legacy will always be through us, his friends and his family, the podcast, the Instagram page, the football, people writing songs. Just, we'll never let his memory die, and we'll just continue to make him live on.
You can listen to Nathan's podcast on Spotify and YouTube. Just search Purple Heart Podcast, and they can also be found on Instagram under the same name. I'm Rayan Chowdhury for West Kent Radio.